It was quick, as we expected, about 15 minutes, an initial appearance and an arraignment. Former president himself said not guilty to these four felony counts, which accuse him of seeking to overturn the election he lost in 2020. There were really no release conditions or very limited conditions. The judge ordered he not speak to some witnesses in the case. And there's a surety bond, which is a legal way of saying you don't have to post any money, but you can be released on bond nonetheless. There is a court hearing now scheduled here in D.C. for August 28th. And what's striking to me, Sean and Ann, is it's already a measure of the defense team trying to delay this case, because the judge gave him three choices of dates: August 21, August 22, or August 28. The Trump team chose 28 and said, we may need more time in this case because of all the evidence.
Hey, Scott, we were following along with your tweets while you were in court waiting for the judge to come in. And I know one in particular you talked about, or a couple different tweets. You were talking about Trump's demeanor, his body language. Has it changed from Miami, and did it change at all from New York from what you could tell today?
I really believe it did. Having sat in the courtroom in Manhattan and in Miami, you noticed him surveying the scene a little more today, looking at the crowd, making eye contact with people in the crowd. He paid them no mind or attention at the courthouse in Miami or in Manhattan. And among those in the crowd today were three of those officers who responded January 6th, including retired Capitol Police Sergeant Aquilino Gonell, who was badly wounded that day. Jack Smith, the special counsel, was in the audience. Trump otherwise kind of sat the same way, hunched over, hands clasped, making no use of the pen and paper next to him, speaking in a moderate tone, not too forcefully, not in a whisper, as the judge asked him a series of baseline questions. Just a couple odd things, though. This was delayed 20 minutes. The judge kept Trump waiting. He was getting fidgety in the chair. I'm not sure when the last time is somebody made a former president sit around and wait idly.
One last takeaway from what you were able to witness here this afternoon.
This is so clearly a race against the clock, Sean. It's not just the biggest criminal prosecution in American history, but it's obviously not happening in a vacuum. Every court date, every scheduling matter is going to be critical, as the Iowa caucuses are less than 6 months away, the general election about a year away. Donald Trump is now charged with crimes unprecedented in American history, and the court schedule could dictate so much here.